welcome you inside the home of the Super Bowl champion New England Patriots, Gillette Stadium in Foxborough, Massachusetts. And this is Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. We're live in Foxborough. JP Shattuck, Brian Sexton, John Osier. We'll get you caught up on all that happened today, day two on the practice field just outside of here. But some Twitter blow up last night around the Jaguars, a Brandon Albert situation. The Jaguars today released an announcement. They've put him on the reserve retired list. What does all this mean moving ahead here?
Well, it sounds as if they've reached an agreement, John.
Right.
I mean, let's be honest. The Jaguars had the opportunity, and it doesn't make sense to a lot of people, to recoup $3.4 million in bonus money that the Dolphins paid him, right? Because they assumed the contract?
Right. Well, when you make a trade in the NFL, you trade for the contract, which gives you all the stuff that the other team negotiated into the contract,
right,
which means, in theory, the Jaguars could have gone after the $3.4 million signing bonus, I guess it is.
So it doesn't sound like Brandon Albert really wanted to play. Like, he rethought this. He didn't want to lose $3.4 million. And so, strategically, he came back and said, I want to play. And then they have to make a decision. And so it sounds as if they've reached an agreement. They're not going to go after his bonus money. They'll put him on retired reserve. Because if they did go after the bonus money, he could force their hand. In other words, you got to let me play or cut me, at which point you can't take my money, and I'm a free agent.
Effectively, it means what we all thought it meant a week ago, which is Brandon Albert isn't going to play for the Jaguars. It felt a little bit last night like that might happen. I think the key in the press release they released today was mutually agreed to, which means they sat down and said, let's figure out how to end this so that it's over.
He was in the stadium last Friday night, and he did not look happy. Right? It wasn't, he said, hey, I decided I want to play again. So it was clear that he did not want to come back and put the uniform on. His retirement was official. But, you know, he was already walking away from almost $9 million.
Yeah.
Now you're talking about 3.4 more? Oh, hey, man.
That's Sexton money.
That adds up.
Gotta
only
play
you
my hand,
would
right?
know what that means.
A good, smart business person says, how do I figure a way to change the dynamic here? All he had to do was say, you know, I'm not sure I want to retire after all.
Tom Coughlin, I missed the Tom Coughlin today. I was chasing interviews around, so I'm sure he didn't have a lot to say about the situation.
Didn't have a lot to say about anything today. And it was a quick press conference, and he basically came off, and he was asked about the situation. He said, reserve retired. That's all I have to say, reserve retired. And there was really no movement, nothing forward from Tom on that. Didn't expect it when the press release said, this is all the team will have to say about it. They don't say much when they don't want to say much.
Yeah, and look, I mean, that was just coincidence that happened. He was scheduled to talk today because the Boston media wanted, and obviously he has a history here. But he didn't really want to talk. You know, you just get the sense he doesn't want to overshadow Doug, right? Now, you get the sense he wants to talk. He's got things to say.
Sure.
The football coach in him.
Absolutely.
But he's still, and this is just my opinion, knowing the man 23 years, he's still trying to figure out how this whole role is going to come together, where he is the football boss but not the coach, because he's just always been the head coach.
Well, and he was going to be asked today, and I was asked a couple of things along the lines of, what do you think of Blake? What do you think of the offensive line? The obvious talking points, you're 10 days into training camp, so how do you feel about the team? It's clear today from listening to Tom that he wants Doug to be the voice of that and to say that, and I doesn't want tomorrow's story, which would have been had he talked of, Tom thinks the offensive line needs to improve here, Tom thinks this needs to get better, Tom ripped Blake. He didn't want any of that, and that didn't happen.
So understand, you're not going to hear from him much this year. He's not going to talk unless he absolutely has to, because he doesn't want that to be the headline. Tom Coughlin, of all things, believes in one voice. It used to be his.
Sure.
But right now, he's got to support his coach and Doug, so don't expect to hear much from him this season.
As you would expect today, Tom Brady, very good in 7-on-7 red zone. But on the other field, same time, Blake Bortles, very good in 7-on-7 and 1-on-1 down in the red zone.
Tom Brady only had a very good day. That's kind of like an average day for him.
I know, right? Once the team periods came around, Blake Bortles' day, admittedly, as he said after practice, was not as great. Did you like what you heard from the quarterback today, Blake Bortles?
I liked what I heard from him. I think what you saw from him is what we always see from him, which was some good stuff and then some not so good stuff. That's got to get better. I mean, I don't think he was overly worried about it. He didn't look terrible this week, but there also was not a whole lot of major upside. You're playing the Patriots, and he said afterward, they were doing some different things defensively. They've got to go figure out. It was not what they're used to seeing. Well, that's what all games are, and that's what they've got to get through. They have to be more efficient, and they have to be better than they were this week.
I didn't really like what I heard.
No?
No, because what I'd like to hear is, you know, I was upset that I only threw 7 touchdowns in 10 opportunities, right? I mean, this offense is struggling to get things going right now. And it didn't – I get it. Like, trying to put all the pieces in place. But when you have Allen Robinson and Marquise Lee out there, when you've got Leonard Fournette, the offense shouldn't struggle like it is right now. I'd like to see it moving ahead. Now, he did say he sees progress. That we don't watch the tape, so we don't know, right? But I want him to step up after practice just once and say, it's a great day. Everything worked. That's the way we wanted it to be around here.
I've got to be honest.
I totally get it. I'm being honest too. No,
but overall, through 10 days, I think overall Blake has looked okay most of the time and hasn't thrown interceptions really, except for the one night where the wheels came off. Didn't throw an interception today. I think that's going to be a huge priority, not throwing the interceptions. What you wonder is just not throwing interceptions going to be enough?
No.
Do you have to start throwing downfield? Do you have to start using these
that's
guys?
Right.
And you
yes.
do, and that's what we don't know yet if we're going to see.
You know this better than anybody because you've seen it. He's not throwing those crossing routes as confidently as he needs to in order for this offense to fire on all cylinders. He's firing to the outside mm-hmm. because that's what he's comfortable with. He needs to be able to go over the middle and yep. hit some of these guys. But, he, you know, when you're ripped for throwing 5 interceptions in practice, it makes you think.
Yes.
I'm not going to throw this one. Hold on, wait. One more minute, Marquise will be open here, right?
These are major steps we're talking about. And
that's the next step for him.
Yeah.
Screw it. I'm throwing the ball. That's how you go from being a struggling offense to, hey, they moved it today.
Yeah, I don't think we're going to see that for a while, but we'll see.
We'll finish.
That's what I want to hear, though.
Yep.
Hey, I threw caution to the wind, and today I did what I know a good quarterback does. I took the shots down the field. Yeah, there were 3 interceptions. Yeah, did you see the 7 touchdowns? You know, a little combativeness wouldn't be bad.
We'll finish on this thought here. The Jags and Patriots coming up Thursday night here in Foxborough on this field right here behind us. Outside of the quarterback situation for the Jaguars, what are your 2 big question marks you want answered on Thursday night for this team?
Question marks, early on, can they affect Brady? Because I think that's the other side of this. Talked about the quarterback, and we get it. Can this team pressure the passer in crucial situations? I don't know that they're going to get enough opportunity to prove that one way or the other, but Ngakoue had a really good practice yesterday. You would love to see some of that pressure, some of that disruptiveness somehow translate, because that's what this defense – if this defense is going to be a carry-the-team defense, those kind of defenses affect quarterbacks. Can they do that? That's been my question since the offseason started.
Yeah.
I want to see if they can establish the run, which means they've got to be able to do it on both sides, right? You know what A.J. Can and Jeremy Pernell are capable of, and Linder, obviously. I want to see. Is Omame as productive as Doug Marrone says he has been through camp? And we'll see what your guy from Alabama, Cam Robinson's able to do in the running game. That was the word on him, was that he came in as a capable run blocker from day one. Powerful guy, long arms, understands how to play the nasty side of the game. Let's see him do it. You got Leonard Fournette. Run the ball. Doug said, I want to run on every play. All right, run the ball.
My guess is, realistically, that's going to be a challenge in the preseason because of the number of reps a running game gets. I don't know that you're going to have the reps to establish that, but I would be surprised from what I've seen if this team doesn't establish that in the regular season. I think they'll be able to run. I don't know if they'll be able to do it during the preseason.
I would expect to see some Jaguar starters on the field on Thursday to get things going, knowing this regime around here. So the first 2 days of practice are in the books here in Foxborough. The Jags and the Patriots get it started in the preseason Thursday night, 7:30 at Gillette Stadium. For John Osier, Brian Sexton, and our entire crew, I'm JP Shadrick. Thank you for watching Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.